When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Aaron's, Applebee's in Sealands Grove, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, APW, Sunbury Motor Company, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cablevision, Murray Motor Chevrolet, UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, W&L Subaru, Carpet Man, Glick Associates, Purdy Insurance Agency, Lackawanna College. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Welcome to the Lee Corbidge Memorial Gymnasium here in Cole Township, just outside of Shamokin. It is the site for tonight's matchup between the Shikellamy Braves and the Lords Regional Red Raiders. This is a Lords Regional team that looks quite a bit different than they did a couple of,
a year ago.
Well, not quite a year ago. I was going to say a few months ago when they were in the state semifinals. It's not been, it hasn't seemed to be that long. It's what?
March?
Yeah, that's what, 7 months? That's not even a year.
March is only 3 months away, so 12 minus 3 is 9 months.
So 9 months ago, this team looked a lot different.
You are correct, all right? Gone is Thomas Schultz. Gone is the Clembera, and gone is Sandry. All three of them starters last year on that state qualifying, won the quarterfinals, lost the semifinals, and they're not here. And this is Lord's first basketball game. And if you look at the grades of the kids on their team, there's a lot of freshmen and sophomores on this team.
One lone senior on the team this year, that's Elliot Dobson. Dobson, the senior forward, the only one on this team, and as you said, dominated by juniors. They have four juniors on this. Three of them are in the starting lineup. When we return, we will chat with Coach Aaron Gillespie. He'll be joining us here on the pregame as we do non-conference assistant coach interviews on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
It's the season of giving. Get your gift today. Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, in Sunbury. For the month of December, we are offering employee pricing on all new Enclaves, Encores, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, even the all new GMC Sierra 1500, so you pay what we pay. We have 19 Sierras in stock with up to $14,600 off, 19 Yukons with up to $12,900 off, 19 Acadias with up to $8,600 off. We have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed cars, trucks, and SUVs for under $15,000. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury, or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit seCV.com/TiVo to learn more.
Celebrate with W&L Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. When you get a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
When you lease or purchase your Subaru at W&L, we will match the $250 Subaru donation.
Plus, only at W&L will you find financing as low as 1.9% for 72 months on all 2020 Subaru models.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Offer ends 12/31/19. For well-qualified applicants only and cannot be combined, see W&L Subaru for complete details.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Let's see, for the last, let's see, I would say 14 years. How long has it been since you've been out of school?
A long time.
Yeah, I'm going to guess about 14 years, I've mispronounced your name on a regular basis. I mean, not just bad. I mean, I just regularly.
Don't feel bad. My coaches did, too.
Who do you think told me about it? That's the problem, see? I knew I should have never listened. Aaron Godlewski joining us on the broadcast here tonight, one of the assistant coaches, and, of course, a very good inside player for the Braves a few years ago. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Aaron, when you make the adjustment, we talked a little bit about it last year, you know, making the adjustment from player to coach, you find out a lot of the things that you've learned that you wished you would have known as a player. Now, when you're on the court against these guys, trying to make the post players a little bit better, how do you use that to try and, you know, try and get these guys to get to the next level? How do you use that experience that you learn?
Well, there's not a lot of guys in our league that are my size. 6'9", 350 is not a size we see. So if these guys can go against me and bang around and push and shove and make a good move against me, they're capable of doing against their size players they're going to see. So, and I try and be as physical as I can with them so that they get used to it. We're big guys. We get banged around. We're supposed to.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. One of the things I think, especially with District 4 basketball, is you don't see those aggressive big guys. Mm-hmm. When you see them, they're not nearly as aggressive. Then you go out to District 2 and you get into inter-district play, and all of a sudden there's these 6'7 guys and then the 6'5 freshman that comes off the bench, and they're just pounding around in there,
yep.
And it's a whole new game.
Yeah, when you get to those districts, you start seeing linemen who are incredibly athletic.
Tim Forrest says, you've forgotten everything. And listen, if you've forgotten everything he's taught you, good man.
I didn't say that, Coach Forrest.
No, I did, and I'll hear about it, and that's okay. I don't mind hearing about that. Listen, in practice, you said, you know, you're going up against. What's your other roles in practice situations?
I just try and be another set of eyes for Coach Ziegler. I mean, there's four of us now, which is great, but we can all kind of focus on one little thing to try and keep them doing that. You know, it's not just two sets of eyes now. It's four sets of eyes looking at all the little things.
You know, you had two good big guys last year with Darrell Lyles and Hernandez as well. Now, and then getting into the mix was Davis Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Marshall and Hernandez. How have they improved this year so far over the summer compared to last year? What have they done differently?
Marshall's a lot quicker than he was last year. And Hernandez is just an engine. He just goes and goes and goes. And he loves to rebound and run the floor. And we just keep promoting that because we don't see a lot of big guys who can run the floor and finish at the same time. And we've got two guys who can do it. I mean, Marshall can dribble. They can both of them can shoot outside a little bit. You know, so it just gives them more weapons.
And then you have Long that can play either guard or forward. I mean, you know, talk about him and how he's adjust, how his game has to adjust depending on the position.
Well, the nice thing is we also have Pfeiffer, too, who
right.
fits in that situation.
That's a young guy, too, that's come up.
And matchup issues, we can run plays where we put those guys in the post and put our bigs, because they can dribble a little bit, they can shoot, we can pull them out. So then it just causes different problems for every team.
Well, you got an interesting matchup tonight with Lourdes Regional. I know one of the things, you know, they're a lot different team than you saw last
mm-hmm.
year. You have no scouting report really available on them. How do you get ready for a game like this, Aaron?
Well, we worked on our things. We work to make sure we're doing the things we need to do first. And the JV game's a good scouting. We can kind of see some of the plays they run, and we can kind of go from that. But we focused on us a lot this week and made sure we knew what we wanted to do.
You know, one of the things I like about doing this interview with you is I don't have to hurt my neck looking up at you the whole time we're having a conversation. So it's kind of nice. We should do sit-down conversations more often.
I don't know. Once a season's good.
Once a season's
me.
Good. Listen, Aaron, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Not a problem.
You know, always great talking to you guys, and you know, it's always great talking with you too. And I love the little messages every now and then on the back of the scorebook or the back of the notepads there. You never know what's coming up.
No, you don't.
Is your wife listening tonight?
Hopefully. We'll see how the kids are doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, are the kids there too? Is everybody ready for Christmas? Or you still have stuff
we're trying. Yeah, they're super excited, and we're getting there. Let's put it that way.
Welcome to parenting.
Yes.
Aaron Gillespie joining us on the broadcast as we get ready for tonight's matchup between the Lawrence Regional Red Raiders and the Shikellamy Braves. It's Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC
stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event.
That's right, Mark. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limiteds are $6,500 off MSRP, and Grand Cherokee Altitudes are over $4,500 off.
And if you're looking for a Ram truck, we have 30 in stock with employee pricing discounts up to $12,000.
You don't have to be an employee to get Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event. Come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury today, or call 570-988-JEEP, or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Welcome back to Lawrence Regional High School and the Lee Corbidge Memorial Gymnasium as we get ready for tonight's matchup between the Shikellamy Braves and the Lawrence Regional Red Raiders. Braves coming in at 1-2 on the season, and Lawrence with their first game of the season coming up in a mere moment or two. Davis Marshall will get the start for the Braves. The 6-foot junior is the forward. Marshall is averaging 11 points a game and is a 36% free throw shooter here early in the year. Dylan Stevens is the 6-foot senior guard. Stevens averaging 2 a game and is a perfect 4-for-4 from the line. Right along, the 6-foot junior guard getting the nod tonight. Long is averaging 10 points a game, leading the team in assists. He has a 58% free throw shooting average early on. Nate Luciano is a 6-foot junior. Luciano has not been to the line tonight, averaging 4 points a game. And Jacob Hernandez, the sophomore, the 6'3 forward, averaging 64% from the free throw line and 13 points a game. For the Lawrence Regional Red Raiders, it'll be Nick DeManicor. He is a junior, 6-foot guard. Also getting the start tonight is Joey Nugent. He is a junior, 5'7 guard. Hunter Reed is a guard, 6'3. He'll play, I should say Hunter Reed is a junior, 6'3", playing center. The two forwards will be 6'1", Kaysen Sandry, the sophomore, and 6'2", sophomore, Tyler Novak. That's the starting lineups as we have them tonight. Opening tip when we return. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Shikellamy Braves being introduced as we speak, and they are in their navy blue uniforms, white trim, maroon numerals. They will have the white Shikellamy written across the side, and of course the stripe down the side of the shorts and the shirt. Lawrence Regional in their traditional white uniforms with red lettering and trim and numerals will be lining up from the bench from our left. For those of you that are looking forward to Thursday night football, we will join that game in progress immediately following this game here on WKOK, and that will wrap up 7 consecutive days of play-by-play sports here on WKOK, including that big triple header on Saturday, and then we take a day off for Friday to get you ready for the Army-Navy game here on WKOK Saturday.
Thank you, and... Shikellamy Danville at
and
Danville,
Shikellamy Danville
on
after that night.
Saturday night.
That's right.
Is that a record, Kevin? 7 in a row?
No, I believe the record is 10 consecutive.
10.
It happened about 3 years ago or so, if I remember correctly. But then again, I barely remember my name anymore. Notice you didn't argue with me there, did you?
I know I did not.
Shikellamy will come out to the center circle.
This is a far different looking Lord's team than
it is.
The Lord's team that came out last year looked like world beaters and very confident. This year they look a little meek.
A little timid. Nugent at the center circle with Marshall. Marshall tips it back to Luciano. Luciano attacks the basket to the left, and that's where they'll hit the 2-3 zone from Lord's.
Boy, isn't that odd they're playing a 2-3 zone, Kevin?
Shocker.
Shocker.
In the corner, it's long. Now to the wing, Luciano. Far wing now. Pfeiffer getting the start tonight instead of Stevens. A change in the lineup. Pfeiffer now on the far wing will come to the top of the key. Luciano back with it. Now they're swinging around out front in front of that 2-3 zone.
Pfeiffer reminds me a lot of Kyle Snyder. And Kyle didn't play up as a ninth grader, and he could have, and neither did John.
Three-pointer on the way from the left side from Long. That one no good. Bringing it back the other way now is Lords. And now with the basketball is going to be Nugent. And that is knocked out of bounds in front of DeManicor, and that will be in front of the Shikellamy bench, and that's where they will inbound it with Novak.
Well, the Braves are going to play man-to-man. They've, you know, except for a little bit of zone this past weekend, man-to-man seems to be the defense that Coach Ziegler likes to throw at people.
Tim Four started that many years ago, and Tim Four continuing. Oh, wow, did Marshall just stuff DeManicor there.
That's a Schuylkill County League block.
Yeah, it is.
At the Heartland, that probably would
a little bit of contact. A little bit of contact, and the Braves lose the ball out of bounds at the baseline on the other end.
If there's no blood underneath your fingernails and there's or no skin underneath your fingernails and no blood on the floor,
it wasn't a foul. That's right.
And I like that kind of basketball, to be honest with you, Kevin.
Nugent will bring it up. He'll send it over to the left side now to Sandry. Sandry puts the ball on the floor to the foul line. Dishes it off to Reed. A slow start here with a minute 30 gone by and no scoring. Now driving in is Novak. That shot no good. Novak gets it underneath the basket, but he stepped on the end line. He'll be out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball.
Well, Lords has not had any really what I would call quality shots. That layup that last time was very hard off the glass or backboard. And the thing that is concerning is the Braves have missed a three and they've had a turnover so far.
Well, are you surprised that the big guys are not coming out to the foul line right now? Now, I see Hernandez is inching close, but then he goes right back.
Well, they're running almost a 1-2-2 offense. And you think with a 6-5 and a 6-4 guy, you'd have some low post and high post alternating back and forth.
But right now, it's all working on the perimeter. Luciano on the right side, 5:50 to go first period, still looking for the opening bucket.
This might be one of those games that starts slow and the next thing you know it turns into a track race.
Long three now for Pfeiffer, in and out, no good. Boy, that was in the cylinder, rattled out right into Reed's hand.
They have not tried to get the ball into Hernandez or Davis Marshall
not at all.
Everything's been on the perimeter.
Nugent with the basketball now, goes right side. He'll find Sandry for a long jumper. That off the front of the rim. And a late whistle for an over-the-back. This one, I believe, will be on DeManicor.
Yeah, number 12 is going to pick it up. That was a good box out that time. And that actually, the good box out is what got the foul called. It really wasn't that hard of a foul. But, you know, when you got a body on somebody and they're leaning over back, top of you, people take notice of it. And the referee did that time.
2 minutes gone by here in this game. Actually, 3 minutes now gone by in this game and still looking for the opening basket.
Well, Davis had his man sealed in there, and they just didn't get the ball. I don't know if they don't want to or if they just feel they can't make that pass.
Now driving in as Pfeiffer makes a nice switch of the hands but comes up late with the basket or with the shot. Yeah. Reed picks up the loose ball.
Hey, he did something that's very difficult to do. He penetrated it, and there's a pick.
Yeah, Pfeiffer with a steal. He's going to have to hold up. Couldn't control it quite well. 3-on-2, though. Marshall comes up short. Reed with the rebound. Wow.
Kevin, I don't know if the guys were not practicing their layups before the game, but or if it's these rims. It's been tough so far.
And there's a nice look underneath the DeManicor. Can't get the shot. Had a good look, though.
Nice power rebound by Hernandez.
Hernandez right side, long, far side, three, overshot everything. Reed on the backside, and Davis Marshall on the over-the-back call.
Well, this is not what Coach Ziegler was hoping for.
No.
We're down to 4:15 in this first quarter, and a bunch of goose eggs up there, you know, on the scoreboard.
This is starting to remind me of a couple of years ago, a Midwest game that was, what, 7-5 at the end of the first period? Something like that?
The Braves ended up scoring 80 points.
I was going to say, but it did come out in the favor of Shikellamy. You're absolutely right. Reed with the basketball now. Sends it over to the top to Feudale, who just came into the game. And then underneath and overshooting the basket, Novak had an easy bunny. Here comes a 2-on-3. Hernandez, left side, left hand, right in.
Jacob, he just took control, all right? I mean, there was no stopping him. Went down his favorite side, the left side. And he finally, you know, broke the ice here with that layup.
2-0 with 3:43 to go as Long steals the ball out of the hands at the half-court line, but tips it out of bounds into the stage here in the tight confines in the Lee Corbett Memorial Gymnasium. Inside to Reed. Reed now with nice pass underneath the Sandry. Can't get it to go, but the tip back by Novak ties it at 2.
Well, when you're playing that half-court pressure, you got to crash the boards. The Braves did not. Novak got an easy bucket off of a backside rebound.
Luciano with the basketball over to the left wing now in the hands of Pfeiffer, and Bill Ziegler wants a timeout.
I think it's about time that we say, you know, guys, Davis Marshall has his hands up, throw it high, he'll get it. And you got Hernandez down low, he's going to be able to seal somebody. Let's work a little high-low with these two big guys.
30-second timeout for Shikalimi.
You know, it's like not – it's like they got the right tools. They just got to use them. I mean, you got a 6'4 and 6'3 tool, all right? You got to take advantage of the fact that they're inside, they're big, they're athletic, and they have worked together. I remember last year in JV games, they worked that high-low offense off of the zone very well.
Braves will inbound the ball here at the half-court line with Marshall with his back up against the stage where we're broadcasting from, attacking the basket to our left. All tied at 2 with 3:07 to go first period.
You think they'll shoot a 3? There goes the high post move.
Yep, and then back outside to Long for 3. Overshot the basket. Good backside rebound. Marshall goes right for the hoop and puts it in.
Well, he did a great job of boxing out the Lords defender on that side. Those big arms picked up that long rebound, and he just took one big step and made the layup.
But again, Hernandez comes out toward the foul line and opens things up. There's a steal by Marshall on the press. Marshall to Long, left side, throws it up, looking for the foul, no call. Missed the basket. Sandry with it. Outlets now to DeManicor. He goes over 3 Braves and puts it in. All tied at 4 with 2:27 to go first period.
A missed layup at one end, an easy basket for the Braves, turns into disaster as they miss it, and Lords gets the fast break layup.
Luciano, long 3, top of the key, in and out, no good. Got a good look, though. Lords back with the rebound.
Lords defenders, a nice job of boxing the Braves out. There were Braves in the paint, they just couldn't get to the ball.
Manicor will send it over to the left side to Sandry. Sandry in the middle to Novak. Wow. Novak's shot was blocked. That was Hernandez. I think they got a finger on that one. He'll get the ball back at the other end, push his way in, and draws a blocking foul on Novak.
That is the right call. I mean, Novak was moving backwards. And to be honest with you, Jacob did a pivot. And I really don't think that he hit him that hard. I think he just went down when he felt the contact. So that's the first foul on number 23, Tyler Novak. Braves ball underneath the basket. 1:54 to go here in the first quarter. Tied 4-4. How was that?
That's good.
All right.
Team foul number 1. You missed that.
I forgot that. Yeah.
Reed now out. Kier coming in for Lawrence underneath the basket. Here comes Long. Goes right side. Pfeiffer into the far corner to Marshall. Near wing 3. Luciano overshot everything again. Braves just cannot find the range. And that one saved by Sandry. And Lawrence will pick it up before it goes out of bounds.
Well, the lighting is not the best here, but that's not the reason that the Braves are missing shots. They're just off right now.
Underneath here, it loses the ball, and a held ball call, and it will be Lawrence basketball.
Lawrence regional ball.
Now coming back in will be Reed. He'll check in for Feudale. Or actually, Kier, and then it'll be Nugent for Feudale.
Chad Blasius in, Dylan Stevens in, and Nathan Manier in.
Nate Manier as well. And again, underneath the basket, getting a good look is Reed. It goes up, sits on the rim, falls off, goes out of bounds, Schick basketball.
Well, that time Joey Nugent came over and took all 5'7" of him and jumped up and knocked the ball out of the hands of the Braves defender. But went out of bounds, though.
In the corner, in the hands of Luciano, now to Stevens. Stevens at the foul line, near wing 3. Marshall, no. Rebound, backside by Sandry. All tied at 4 with 1:08 to go in the first.
I'm not real happy with the 3-point shooting, Kevin. But then again,
been a lot of it tonight again. The Manicor with the basketball in the near corner. Throws top of the key to Novak. Novak to Reed. Foul line extended left side. Pass inside to Manicor. Stolen away. Manier comes up with it. Manier will go right in. Has to jump stop. Then kicks it back out to Luciano. Top of the key. Stevens. Good look for three. In no. That went a little bit short. Novak with the rebound. Under 35 to go here in a tie game in the first.
Yeah, Nate Manier probably should have taken the shot down low. He stole the ball and got down the low box, and then he kind of reversed the ball back outside.
Feed inside goes to Reed. Reed misses another easy one. And that pass bounces off a Lawrence player, goes to Luciano on the fast break, and he lays it up and in.
You're gonna have to
trick
give,
shot.
You're going to have to give assist to number 23.
And there's a steal. Luciano sends it inside to Stevens. Off the window, no good. Nugent has it. Now out with the Sandry with four. Over to the right side to Novak. Three on the way at the buzzer, no good. That'll do it for the first period of play. A little more up-tempo at the end of that period. But Chickalimmie with a 6-4 lead here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hey everyone, now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
Chickalimmie leading at 6-4 as we start the second period. Attacking the basket to our left as Bauman checks into the game for the first time. It'll be Bauman, Stevens, Manier, Blasius, and Hernandez starting five in for Lords. There's a nice runner by Bauman in the paint. And Carson will pick up his first two of the game and double up the lead for Chickalimmie.
Splits the two guards in the 2-3 zone and just gets rid of the ball as soon as he gets in between them. And a running jump shot, Kevin.
Monica now will lay it up or lay it in for Novak, who will lay it up and in for the basket.
That
6-8.
One was too easy, Kevin.
Yeah, that was easy.
Very easy.
And you know, Lords have been missing a lot of those tonight. That one they did not. Near wing into the corner. Hernandez for three. No, off the far iron.
Well,
as far as his angle.
Coach Ziegler's not real happy.
That's not a shot he wanted to
see. You make two passes and your big guy takes a three.
Nugent with the basketball now finds Sandry as Lords looks to tie it here with seven to go. Top of the key for the lead. No good. Domenico had a shot at it, headed off the back of the rim. Now looking like Stevens loses it. Domenico picks up the loose ball to the near side for a jumper. That one no good. Stevens underneath the basket with the rebound. He'll outlet now on the far side to Bauman. Bauman will lose it. Off. No, it is not off Novak. It'll be off Bauman last.
I think that Tyler Novak gave him a pretty good shot when he went by, too. But that's, but you know, that's, again, from this distance, it's hard to tell. But that ball did go off of his leg out of bounds.
6:30 remaining in the half. It is 8-6 Chickalimmie. And running out of real estate is Manicor. He will be rushed out near the stage here in with a good defense by Nate Manier.
Well, Nathan with a nice job at denying him coming down that sideline. You know, used a little bit of hands up and body to force him that way, and he did step out of bounds. Right in front of us, too, Kevin.
Nice steal by Domenico, but he couldn't hang on to it. Top of the key, three. Bauman in the cylinder and right back out. Reed with the rebound. He'll find Nugent on the far side, and we'll push it up. Nugent now inside the paint. Will stop at the foul line, lose a handle on the ball. And Hernandez will come up with it. He'll now push it up against this Lord's defense. Tried to get it to Blasius, but hurrying in there, Sandry knocks it out of bounds.
He's a second or two late. That pass should have been made, you know, a couple of steps back when Blasius was. The angle was better. The defender was not in the right position, but you know, I like the fact that Jacob was looking for somebody. And the other thing is, hey, nobody went the outlet pass, so he just took control and went down the court after it.
Care Feudal back in for Lords and Long back in for the Braves. He drives in, misses the crossing shot, and then going up to shoot the ball on the back on the putback is Hernandez, who will be fouled and go to the line. Hernandez, the best free throw shooter, 9 of 14 on the year.
Yeah, the foul's on number 54.
That'll be his first, team's second.
Hunter Reed.
And he will rattle that one home. Actually, I'm going to correct that. That's team's third for Lords.
Jacob in really good position that time. Nice dribble penetration. Soft touch by Braden off the rim. Unfortunately, didn't go in.
That one had some good English on it. Drops in,
yeah.
10-6.
Now, figure that out, all right? Braden's shot was that much softer than that last foul shot. It bounces out. That thing bounces all over the place, Kevin, and goes in.
And speaking of bouncing all over the place, the ball did as it came up. Bounces off the stage, and it will be Lord's basketball at the half-court line. We'll go to the backcourt to the Devanacore, and we'll have it working on Long. He gets double-teamed. The tap out of bounds off of Pfeiffer, who checked in at the last stoppage. And now we have a 30-second timeout by Coach Sandry for Lords Regional. So both teams have used a 30 now with 5:41 remaining here in the half. 10-6 in favor of Shikellamy, a much tighter game than some would have expected.
Oh, you have this, Kevin. It's a Thursday night in Cole Township, okay?
Well, and not making excuses, but this is a very busy week. 5 games in 8 days. You know, there haven't been a whole lot of time to prep from game to game. You played a game on Friday, played a game on Saturday.
Well, this is our fourth game in 7 days.
That's it. And you have the game on Tuesday, so basically you have a full day on Monday to work on that one. You had one day yesterday to work on today's game. And then, of course, you're going to have at least one more day on Friday to get ready for Danville.
Speaking of busy days, good shout-out to Lou Delgrati's Lady Braves. They're 2-0. They had a win against Jersey Shore last night, and they beat Shamokin girls on Shamokin's court for their first win of the season.
Coach Lou.
Sweet Lou Delgrati.
Feudal with the basketball, sends it inside to Gear, bounces off the back iron, no good. Good look by him, just couldn't get it to go. Pfeiffer now with the rebound and goes to the right side to Ballman. Ballman takes a step inside, overshot the basket. Hernandez there to put it back, has it tipped, but his wrist got tipped as well, and that will send him to the line for the second time tonight.
I don't know if the foul caused Jacob to push that ball hard off the other side or if he was just, you know, he was in the right spot. That almost looked like Ballman and him had that planned. Go down underneath the basket on the left side, Jacob. I'm going to miss it on that side. You get the ball and score because that's exactly what happened, except he got fouled on it.
And that one didn't have the right English on it. That went right on out. And I did not see who the foul was on.
It was on number 5, Michael Keir.
Okay, so it was on 53.
Hernandez makes the second.
He does make the second. One of two, makes it 11-6 with 5:15 to go in the half. And Shikellamy with a 2-2-1 press now. They'll get it across the line to Sandry, and that one will have to be saved to the near side to Manicor. Manicor now will work on Stevens. Far wing three, Sandry. Nice. Back off the back iron.
Good job by Bauman that time. He stepped inside of the Lord's defender.
And Long has it now, drives in, finds Pfeiffer on the wing. In the far corner, Stevens, three. Bang! You've been waiting for them to hit it. They've shot him up there. One of them's got to drop.
And Dylan, is an excellent three-point shooter. And I tell him he's got to shoot more. That was a really nice shot from the corner.
Yeah, that nice high-arcing three. Yep. Reed now with a turnaround jumper. That one, a nice shot by Reed. His best shot of the night. Answers back with a two. Makes it 14-8. Long now with the basketball. Far wing or near wing three, Stevens. Might have gotten a little bit tipped.
Somebody got a piece of that one, Kevin.
Outlet to Novak. Novak with a one-on-one off the window and in. Trying to take the charge was Long. Didn't get the whistle. 14-10 with a half of a period to go.
I don't think the Braves are very patient tonight, Kevin. I really don't. I'll explain that in a second.
Almost proving your point there as the Braves looked like they were going to shoot a three early. Now they're going to pass it a little bit longer. Long with the basketball with 3:50 to go. Bauman head fakes. Now to Stevens, top of the key. Left wing now, Pfeiffer. Inside Stevens, backs up, turns around. and loses Reed and lays it up and in.
Well, Dylan's big enough at that position that he can do that. He can get the ball in the post and make moves, and he picks up his fifth point now, Kevin.
And Lawrence will again break the press. Far wing, Novak three, off the back iron, no good, off the back of the rim, no good, and back of the backboard. Hernandez drives
one more
in.
Step.
Looked like he was about a little short. Yep. Reed kind of got in his way a little bit, missed the layup.
Well, he shot a left-handed layup off the left foot.
And it looked awkward.
And that's a no-no.
But and a loose ball picked up by Long. Long with a two-on-one. Finds Bauman. Bauman can't hang on to it. Loose ball. That one goes into the hands of Kerr, and Kerr will give it out to Lawrence and DeManicourt, who will bring it back.
It's unbelievable that the Braves, give Lawrence credit. They're getting a lot of 50-50 balls and causing the Braves all kinds of headaches.
They're playing scrappy.
And Lawrence is giving the ball up a lot of times.
And Sandry got stuffed by Hernandez. That's going to be block number five for Hernandez. Actually, six. He had one earlier. Marshall coming back into the game now. Van Kirk into the game. Luciano into the game now for the Braves.
And who stays in the game? Jacob Hernandez for one reason. It's called, starts with an R. It's called rebounding. What a
and
nice
steal.
And
there's a steal by Long. Long has a two-on-one. He'll go right in and draw the foul on DeManicourt.
That's going to be DeManicourt's second foul. Nice job. It looked almost like Braden was setting him up, all right, with the way he was, you know, a little bit of hesitation dribble down there. DeManicourt's a pretty big kid and he's a good athlete. And Braden got his body into him so that DeManicourt had to come over the back and foul him.
Long 7 of 12 on the season, now 8 of 13, right around 60% now. By the way, the Braves coming into tonight's game shooting 31% from three-point land. Now they're down below 30, and I don't remember a team that has struggled this much shooting threes at Chickalemme. Second one is no good. On the rebound, it's Kier. 17-10. 2:35 to go in the half here at the Lee Corbett Memorial Gymnasium. Reed with the basketball. They'll send it inside to Kier, and a foul on Hernandez.
You know, Jake, the best thing he could have done there when the guy got the ball is he could have just, you know, put his hand straight up. That time he reached out. Yeah, he got the ball, but he also got a little bit of the arm too. So
reach out and touch someone, only in this point, at this time, it costs you a foul.
Yes, it does.
And that one goes off the square and in for Kier.
Well, Kier with one of the old-fashioned foul shots. Just get the ball and shoot it and hopefully bank it in, and he did that time.
And this one will go more,
that was more
natural.
That was a nice-looking foul shot.
Five-point Chickalemme lead with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go here in the period, and Luciano just threw it away over the top of the head of Hernandez. Thought he got fouled, did not get the call, and
well, Lords,
now it's a turnover.
Lords with a little half-court pressure trapped themselves that time, and the Braves didn't handle it very well.
Braves still on the 2-2-1, but you know what? Lords has handled that quite well. There's a nice tap over the shoulder by Marshall. Can't quite hang on to it. Nugent had it for a second, then Van Kirk. Van Kirk out to Marshall. Marshall almost travels, but he lays it up and in from the going right to, or make that left to right.
Well, when Davis takes a step, that is like about 15 feet, Kevin. And he used all of that time.
It was a long step.
It might have been a little bit slow motion, but it was boom, boom, and he was at the basket, all right?
And that tip out controlled by Lords. Lords driving in now, and Reed, and a foul coming on Marshall.
Now, that's going to be the second foul on Davis.
Team foul number four.
So do you bring Blasius in and make Davis sit down so he doesn't pick up the third one?
Well, Blasius is at the scorer's table anyway. Now that I think Coach Bill Ziegler went over to him, and I think he's changing who he's coming in for. I think he was coming in for Hernandez, but maybe not now. So Reed now waiting to shoot. Not sure what the holdup was, but now he's got the basketball. Lord's trailing at 19-12 with a minute 43 to go. First one on the way. Good. That's his first trip to the line and a successful one. Hernandez will come out. And he will come out and replace Blasius will come in for him. That's what I was trying to say.
I knew what you were trying to
say.
I'm
glad one of us did.
Yeah.
Reed has the shot on the second one, and that one drops right out of the rafters and in. 19-14, minute 40 to go. Long takes about a 12-footer, comes up short. Rebound by Reed. That was a good look, too. Nobody was underneath the basket.
He could have went further, Kevin. He pulled up. I mean, Braden's got the ability to get in there and get layup shots or little running hook shots too.
Yeah, good look, but he didn't need. You're right, he didn't need to. Reed underneath misses the shot. Rebound Marshall. Outlet to Luciano near side. They try and find Blasius. It's tapped away by Domenicor out of bounds. It will be Shikellamy basketball.
That pass is a tough one. You're going across court. There's guys running down the court. If you're good enough to get a bounce pass through there, it'll make it through. But that's a tough act or a tough deed to do, especially with the game going this fast.
Dobson and Novak in now for Lords as they settle back into the 2-3 zone after the inbound. And guess who picks it up? Dobson off the bench, picked up the loose ball on the steal.
Trying to get the ball down low to Davis Marshall, and Davis just mishandled it.
Sandry with the basketball, guarded by Van Kirk with 51 seconds remaining and a 19-14 Shikellamy lead. Lords hanging in there. Novak driving in, blocked by Luciano. Now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk, the long glides right in and rolls off the finger and in. 21-14 with 34 seconds to go.
One thing the Braves have done well, Kevin, is after the steal or offensive board, they get it out quick.
And that one is going out of bounds. Blasius thought about getting it, and I think I could even see Bill Ziegler going, no, right in front of the Shikellamy bench. And we had a buzzer.
Yeah, that's a good thing by the official.
An inadvertent buzzer.
Yeah, he came up, they buzzed, but when the ball was in play, they could have gotten Nate Luciano for a walk there because he stopped dribbling when he heard the buzzer.
Well, he heard the buzzer, and then the official stop play reset it in front of the Braves bench. 18 seconds left, 21-14. Luciano will have the basketball and will coast out front and just have Lords come out of that 2-3 zone if they want to. And they don't.
I don't think they're going to.
Over to the right, long. Into the corner. Luciano near corner three comes up short. The putback by Blasius can't go. And that one was overshot by a little bit. Had to hurry it to get it in before the end of the half. At the end of the first half, it is Shikellamy 21, Lords Regional 14. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
It's the season of giving. Get your gift today. Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC in Sunbury. For the month of December, we are offering employee pricing on all new Enclaves, Encores, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, even the all new GMC Sierra 1500, so you pay what we pay. We have 19 Sierras in stock with up to $14,600 off, 19 Yukons with up to $12,900 off, 19 Acadias with up to $8,600 off. We have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed cars, trucks, and SUVs for under $15,000. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury, or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit seccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Celebrate with WNL Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. When you get a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
When you lease or purchase your Subaru at WNL, we will match the $250 Subaru donation.
Test drive the 7 or 8 passenger Subaru Ascent with financing as low as 0.9% for 48 months only at WNL.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Finance rates for well-qualified applicants only. See dealer for complete details. Offer ends 12/31/19.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Halftime at the Lee Corbett Memorial Gymnasium here in Cole Township as Lords Regional hanging in there right now with the Shikellamy Braves. Braves leading at 21-14 as the Braves and Red Raiders matched up for a 6-4 first period. Braves put in 15, including three from Jacob Hernandez on the foul line, tying the team high right now with 5 points. Dylan Stevens also with 5 points, Davis Marshall with 4, and Carson Bauman with 2, Brayden Long with 2, and 1 from the foul line for 3. For Lords Regional, it's Tyler Novak with 6 points, all of them from the floor. Nick DeManicor with a pair of points there in that first period. Hunter Reed with 1 from the floor and 2 from the line. And Mike Kerr with 2 from the line as well. That's how Lords Regional came up with their 14 points here at the half.
So when did we go back on the air, Kevin?
I know. Everywhere we go, there's somebody that wants to chat with Chief.
Do you know who that was?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Yes, I do.
That was Thomas Schultz's parents, all right?
And he's getting ready for baseball season. I'm sure that he'll be starting very soon in practices.
His dad, TJ, is going to pick him up tomorrow at the airport. He's going to be home for a couple weeks. He loves it at Vanderbilt. Can you imagine that he loves it there, all right?
Well, it's warm.
And it's Nashville.
Warmer.
I'll tell you, his Uncle Bob was telling me about the rigors that the physical and mental exercises they put those guys through down there in the baseball team. He said, and I probably can't say the name they give it for that week, but he got through that and
Hades week.
Yes, but no, it might even be worse than that. Hey, how'd you like that cold moon? Did you see that cold moon? That cold full moon?
That's it.
I learned.
Is that what it's called?
In December, it's called the cold full moon.
I've heard of a cold blue moon before. Yeah. That's something completely different.
But the thing is that everybody was complaining about it. People being so tired this morning. And I guess that's one of the effects of this this cold moon in December.
I thought it was just me going to bed at midnight.
Well, but I don't know about you, but I had to pull the shades down on the windows because it was like daylight out there.
I live in town. It's daylight all the time.
That's true.
I got street lights all over the place.
I saw this has nothing to do with basketball, but I saw the coolest thing yesterday morning.
Okay.
That moon was huge, about 6:30.
Yes,
it was. And it was setting over in the west, and the new gas power generation plant down in Smoky Dam, all that steam that comes up, it kind of just evaporated the moon right into it. It was like the greatest magic act this side of Las Vegas, all right? It was awesome.
Well, more chat with Chief coming up, but let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Welcome back to Chat with Chief. We're broadcasting from the Lee Corbett Memorial Gymnasium.
Now I'm going to talk basketball.
Well, I'm going to ask you.
All right.
I'm going to, right now, Lords Regional is in this game. They have to be feeling really good. First game, a team that they felt they were going to really struggle matching up with. They have not shot the ball well. Shikellamy has also not shot the ball well. Braves can't seem to figure out a way to break the 2-3 zone.
They have. They just don't do it enough. If you think about it, think how many times a guard has taken the ball in and split the zone, split the top or split the bottom part of it. We watch Brayden Long, by far, can do it every time. I watched Dylan Stevens go in and do it. We watched that big guy down there, Hernandez, Jacob Hernandez, do it twice. And the problem is they haven't finished. And then if they don't finish, they don't get the shot, then they go back to, oh, let's make two passes and jack a three up, all right? That three-point shot is wonderful. It helps you get back in games. It helps you at the end of the game, you know, trying to get back. But, man, I'll tell you what, it can destroy a lot of good offensive sets, all right, because they don't complete them. And I'm sure that's exactly what Coach Zimmerman's talking about right now.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Coach Ziegler.
Ziegler, and him too. And that three-point shot looks really good when you're making them. We'll have the second half when we return on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murrayshevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event.
That's right, Mark. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limiteds are $6,500 off MSRP, and Grand Cherokee Altitudes are over $4,500 off.
And if you're looking for a Ram truck, we have 30 in stock with employee pricing discounts up to $12,000.
You don't have to be an employee to get Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event. Come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury today, or call 570-988-JEEP, or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Long Piper Luciano and Hernandez with Marshall underneath.
Well, that was,
and that one will go underneath the basket and out of bounds quickly.
He tried to get the ball to Hernandez on the low post, but, you know, Jacob's doing what you're supposed to do. He was getting ready to get the rebound if the shot was taken. So, again, a missed opportunity for the Braves.
Once again, the 2-2-1 press for the Braves. And Lords finds a way to break it and get it underneath for a beautiful reverse layup from Novak. Sandry, the Manicor, Novak, Nugent, and Reed for the Red Raiders, who have closed the gap now 21-16.
And Novak with six of those 16 points, Kevin.
With the ball, long spins and will travel along the way.
Some officials have a tendency to call that a travel and some let it go. I'm not being nasty towards the officials.
It's one of those in between.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a nice job of Pfeiffer to tie up immediately on the inbound to Demanicor, and that'll be a held ball, and that one will go in favor of Lords Regional with the possession arrow. Sandry inbounding. He will find Nugent. Nugent will drive in on Luciano. Luciano taps it away, but Nugent gets it back. He'll go top of the key now to Demanicor. He will drive in, work right around Hernandez, but Hernandez got enough of a distraction. He missed the shot. Hernandez out the long, too hard off the backboard first time. Didn't make the second time. Third time goes to Luciano, who takes the jumper from about 12 feet the right.
Give Braden Long a lot of credit there, keeping that ball alive. He had a tough layup to make off in those high-up shots. He just kept after it, and Luciana benefits from the offensive board and putback.
And driving in with the jumpers, DeManicourt, no good. Rebound, loose ball, I should say, picked up by Luciano, who got fouled by Nugent. That'll be team foul number one and the first one on number 24.
I don't know, Kevin, who this young official is out here, but I like this official. Not because he made that call against the Braves, but he seems to know when to call and when to leave things alone. All right, now for a young kid, that's not something that you get all the time.
Marshall now over to the far side. Luciano far wing three just misses that one, long in the backside for the rebound. And the Braves will continue attacking the basket to our right. Near wing, long, good look at a three. That one can't drop either. Piper saves it, bounces it off of Nugent out of bounds, and it will be Shikellamy basketball.
Now, you had to see that, all right? If
he did it. He caught that ball in air, in midair.
But if Davis Marshall would have went from the corner to the low box when the ball was here, he would have had a layup. You know, you got to move without the ball.
Luciano with the basketball and a 23-16 lead with 6:25 to go here in the third. Long on the far wing. That'll be Pfeiffer, near wing Luciano. He will drift between the circles, working left. Find Pfeiffer now. Pfeiffer works his way to the near wing long. Long inside for two, takes the jumper and gets it as he takes a step inside the three-point arc. That's his fifth of the night.
Now, again, he's got the ability to do that.
First time tonight we've seen the full court man, and Pfeiffer with a steal finds Luciano on the other side, lays it up and in, and a timeout by Coach Sandry. This is a really good timeout as he takes the full timeout here because he immediately saw that the Braves switched from that 2-2-1 to a man-to-man, and Lords did not have a way to break that at all.
They did such a nice job of getting in the passing lanes because there was only one Lord player down at this end that they were trying to get the ball into. And Pfeiffer and Luciano, very fast, both of them, very quick, and a nice ending to that as the Braves pick up a point to go up by 11 now, Kevin? How's my math?
Better than mine. But that, again, that's not saying a whole lot.
27-16, 5:53 to go here in the third quarter.
A couple of reminders.
You didn't let me finish the foul situation.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your foul situation.
Somebody has one foul, and the visitors have zero. Lords with one foul from this half, Braves with none.
Are you good now?
You may proceed.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was good. Coming up tonight, it's the Ravens and the Jets on WKOK. That will, if you're listening for Thursday Night Football, that will be coming up immediately following this broadcast. First, the kickoff is set for 8:20 in Baltimore. And there's a steal by Luciano. The inbounds pass as the Braves contested it, and he tips it right out of bounds, so Lords will get it once again.
This might have been something the Braves would have thought about doing earlier.
That time Reed got it. Reed sends it down to the other side to Keir, lost the ball and traveled in the process of getting it back, and that will be Shikellamy basketball. They had a good, they had a breakaway on it.
There was a good breakaway. The bad thing was you had your two big guys. They were leading the charge, all right? Not usually your best ball handlers, unless you're Jacob Hernandez or Davis Marshall.
Luciano with the basketball, 27-16 lead, 5:34 to go. Long has it, top of the key. Hernandez had a good look at three, tried to get it inside, though, to Marshall, and it was tipped on the way in by Keir. Loose ball picked up by DeManicourt, who now brings it up, working on Long. That lob pass picked off by Stevens. Now to Long, all alone under the basket, missed the shot. Marshall got the rebound on the opposite side, turns around and puts it in. That's number six for Davis. That pass by Luciano tipped out of bounds into the stands.
Do you see that the Braves have changed the pace of this basketball
game? The tempo has stepped up a bit.
And that's with the full court pressure. But in order to do that, you have to score.
And right now they had...
How did he do that?
Nugent was open, and Luciano came out of nowhere, picked the ball off, and then lost it in front of Reed. Reed will lay it out for DeManicourt. DeManicourt puts it up, no good, distracted by Long. Got his own loose ball back, and a foul.
That's going to be on Dillon and Stevens. Not happy with the call. First of all, let's go back to Luciano's steal. I mean, that was unbelievable how much ground he made up
at least three steps.
And And then Braden Long on the breakaway there kept another Lords player from scoring. You know, you just can't coach speed, Kevin. That's all I can say. You know, and that's what the Braves have in those two guys.
Sandry and Feudale come in. Marshall just made his third block of the game, or second, first block of the game, rather. Sorry. Now the Manicore with a loose ball sends it into the corner on the right side. That shot for three, no good by Novak. Now Pfeiffer will come in now. Long sitting out. Stevens in the game. Now will bounce it to Luciano, who comes in, lays it off the window. Too hard. Rebound, Kier.
Everybody's got to get in and rebound. That time, the only person that stayed in was Jacob Hernandez. Everybody else was back, going back down the court thinking it was in. But what a nice pass by Stevens to Luciano.
Feudale, corner three on the far side. That one no good. Hernandez comes up with it. Three on two. Finds Pfeiffer, takes a step inside for a long two, no good. Backside rebound, Marshall. Had it ripped out of his hands, got it back, and got it up and in. That's number eight for the big man, Marshall. 31-16, under four to go here in the third. Losing a handle on it is Novak, and a kick is called on Lords.
Well, this is what Don Leitzel's junior varsity team did to the Lords junior varsity team. They got him in a quick, fast-paced basketball, and now when they turn the ball over, the Braves got to come back the other way and get their transition offense going.
Lords Regional with 2 points here in the first half of this period, and there's a block by Hernandez. And another block by Hernandez. That's five in the game. Outlet, Pfeiffer, now to Hernandez, lays it up and in. Jacob doing it all in this possession with the help of Pfeiffer.
Block, outlet pass, get down, take the pass from the guard, and you score. Unbelievable by Hernandez. Unbelievable.
The Manicore coming to the foul line. We'll back up now between the circles, guarded by Pfeiffer, and Pfeiffer all over him. Pass is tipped by Marshall. Two on one. Marshall goes to the bucket, puts it up and in. 35-16 as the tempo has gone even faster, and double digits for Davis. Over to the right side, Reed. Pocket pick by Bauman. Lays it up for Marshall. Marshall puts it up and in. 16.
Just a couple minutes ago, the Braves had pushed it to 11. All right, now it's up to 21.
Sandry now to the right side. We're going to correct that. 37-16 is what the scoreboard said. That one in the hands of Pfeiffer with a steal. Three on two. Pfeiffer finger roll off the window and in. Now it's 39-16 with 2:40 to go as Lords Regional now cannot seem to keep up. Shikalemi has found out they're going to have to play basketball tonight and got off the bus here in the second half. Here's Reed's jumper for two, and that's only the second points of the game of the half, and Reed with a long jumper to get it.
Well, that stopped the bleeding a little bit.
Hernandez over to the right wing. Bauman had a good look at three. Now he's got a lane, drives it up, gets the bucket and goes to the line with a foul.
Now, who said you can't dribble penetrate the zone? Carson Bauman is not 6'8",
no.
All right?
No, he's not.
And he did a nice job. He dribbled in there, and he had to get fouled by number 54. That would be Hunter Reed. And Carson with a chance to get his three-point natural play.
Hernandez, Pfeiffer, and Marshall out. Manier coming in along with Van Kirk and Blasius. Bauman now a 1-of-2 shooter from the line this year. Throws that one up and completes the three-point play to make it 42-18 with 2:11 to go and his fifth point here in the third period now. Fifth point overall, not in the third period. Over to the right side, DeMonacore now with the basketball. He will give it off to Reed. Reed working on Blasius, and a reach-in foul on Stevens. That's one of those aggressive fouls that you kind of like, okay, you know, it was worth a shot.
You look at
it's early. You know, it's only your second.
Look at where the Braves are playing, Lords. They're overplaying everything, all right?
And now a player that we from the JV squad coming in, number 21, don't have him on
the... Reprish.
Is that? Yeah, oh, yeah, I do have Max in there.
Yeah,
sorry.
This is Matt Reprish's son, I believe.
And there's a steal as Blasius dishes it off now to Stevens. Stevens fakes the shot, stays on the left side, and puts it in. 44-18, and that's number seven for Stevens. Minute 40 remaining in the third period. Shikalemi rolling right now.
All I have to do, Kevin, is just put the numbers in the book and give you hand signals.
There's another steal for a moment, but Sandry gets it back, threw it away to Blasius. Blasius to Meniere. Meniere looking at Ballman, nice finds pass. Ballman on the other side, lays it up and in. 46-18. What was a 7-point lead is now a 29-point lead. And that is number 7 for Ballman. With the basketball now, Feudale drives it in, misses the shot. Rebound by Van Kirk. Minute to go in the third. Blasius didn't see it. Almost hit him in the back of the head. Novak gets the loose ball, comes up, blocked by Van Kirk.
And off of his foot. Kevin, that not seeing it, he did see it. But you know how when you do your football play-by-play, how he threw it to the wrong shoulder?
Yeah,
well, that's
a great call.
That pass was to the wrong shoulder.
Good call, Chief. Reiprich now sends it outside for the long two, no good. Backside rebound by Van Kirk. Now Stevens bounces it to Blasius, almost ran out of bounds. Now to the far corner, Meniere. Meniere head fakes the three, gives it off to Ballman on the wing. Ballman with 38 seconds will back off now with 35 and a 46-18 Shikellamy lead. Between the circles, Meniere, left side Ballman, back to Meniere. Near wing Stevens, bounce to Blasius. Inside, back outside, Ballman looking at a three from the corner, from the far side, no good. Tip to Stevens, Stevens puts it up and in.
9 points for Dylan Stevens, Kevin.
And that's a 30-point lead for Shikellamy. The Manticore with the basketball now under 10 to go, guarded by Stevens. On the left side, Feudale. Feudale guarded by Ballman. Now they're going inside, they'll try and get it in to Reiprich, and they did not get a chance to get the shot off.
Yeah, the last shot was by Sandry, but he missed it.
48-18 at the end of three. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK, online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
After a 27-4 third period, Shikellamy with a 30-point lead, and now we'll get the basketball back to start the final stanza. Attacking the basket to our right. Stevens with a three-pointer. Got it! Dropped it out of the rafters for the three. 51-18, 7:44 to go here in the game.
Can I tell you? 12 points for Dylan Stevens.
And he's done it both inside and outside tonight.
He has two threes to go along with that.
There's another good defense and a loose ball picked up by Van Kirk. Here comes Stevens. Now to Ballman. Far wing three. Bang!
You know, sometimes it seems that it's a little easier to make those threes when you're up by 30 points, all right? But the Braves have made two in a row now, and that gives Ballman 10 points tonight, Kevin.
Reed with the basketball. Reed with a running one-hander. In and out, no good. Boy, that one was in the cylinder. Stevens comes up with it. Stevens will go right to the hoop. Scoop shot, back iron, bounces it off the back, bounces it off the front, and drops it in.
Game-high 14, leading the Braves, Dylan Stevens.
Stevens one away from his career high. And there's Ballman with a steal. There's Domenico with a steal. And now Ballman commits the foul.
Well, Carson, you know, we talk about the shark smelling the blood in the water, and we're not talking about baby shark or mama shark, all right? But they're hustling all the time because they feel they're going to make the steals.
Dylan Stevens getting a nice round of applause as he checks out and coming in his first varsity experience, 6-foot freshman Mason Dietrich.
I'm telling you, you got to watch this kid, too. Mason, he's a player.
Nugent feeds it inside to Keir. Keir will go back out to Nugent. Nugent bounce pass down to Manier. Manier with a two-on-two. He finds Dietrich. Dietrich goes up, overshot the basket. Manier on the backside. Fouled from behind by Keir. That will send Nate to the line to shoot two. And he is a two-for-two shooter on the year from the charity stripe.
You know, Nathan has made two really nice passes to people that have been coming down the lanes. He's threaded the needle on both of them. And it's a good chance that he got the rebound here and the chance to make two. And he makes the first one, Kevin.
Puts it up and in. A reminder for those of you getting ready for Thursday night football, as soon as this game comes to a conclusion, we will send you to M&T Bank Stadium. Second one is short. Rebound by Keir, who committed the foul, the third team foul for Lords. 57-18, Shikellamy leading here with 6:15 remaining in the fourth period. With the basketball, Sandry. Sandry spin move, comes up short. Oh, no, it did roll off the rim and in. Looked like that one was going to drop short. That was a good touch. Near wing, Manier. Near wing three, Bauman, at about 2-3 feet outside the arc. The Manicor comes up with it, head fakes, and an offense. No, it's not an offensive foul. It is a basket and a defensive foul on Bauman, and a nice drive by the Manicor.
That's the Manicor's second bucket on that drive. He's going to get a chance to make his fifth point here. And you're correct, that is the second foul on Carson Bauman.
And he comes up short. And everybody forgot it was only a one shot.
Yeah.
And then almost getting it was DeManicourt to put it up and in. He ends up losing it out of bounds off of Van Kirk, so becomes Lords basketball with Novak. That was a weird situation.
The only person that went after the ball was the shooter.
Now Nugent with the basketball, sends it over to the right side to Sandry, who hits a two. 57-24, 5 minutes, 43 seconds to go. And there's a steal on the backside by Sandry. Sandry going up and comes up short. This foul is going to be on, is that going to be on Dietrich? I believe it will be.
No, it's going to be on number.
Oh, no.
It's 22.
No, actually, I think that's Colin Zechman.
Yeah, it is Colin Zechman, number 30. No, that's, what number is that?
30.
That would be Colin Zechman.
Correct. Sandry in and out, no good.
Yeah, we know what we're doing here, folks.
We're professionals.
And Sandry missed the first foul shot.
And missed the second. Same way, rattled around the rim and dropped out. Zechman gets the rebound. 16 foul, by the way, on the Braves. Dietrich with the basketball. He will now go to Bauman, back to Dietrich. Near wing, Manier. Far wing, Bauman. He will put the ball on the floor. I think we've seen the end of the night for both Hernandez and Stevens, and probably Long, too. Right side, Manier. Pass all the way over to the far wing now to Bauman. Bounce pass at the foul line. Goes to Dietrich, three, top of the key. No good. Nice rebound by Zechman, who got tied up by Dobson, and it will be a held ball, and Lords will get it as Feudale will come into the game for number 12, DeManicourt.
Well, Colin did a really super job of dropping down from the high post to get that board. And actually, the Lords defender probably had a better position, but Colin, with his aggressiveness, made him earn it.
5 minutes remaining here in the game. Shikellamy leading at 57-24. There's a tip on the pass inside. It goes to Manier. Manier tries to thread the needle and led a little bit too far, Bauman, and it goes out of bounds. And then Keir will get the chance to come back in as Lords will get the basketball with Novak inbounding.
It was really close. But, you know, that was actually, to be honest, Bauman was a little too deep for that pass. And Nate probably should have just held up, brought the ball back out.
Nugent with the basketball, forces one up, no good. And coming up with the rebound for the Braves is Dietrich. Dietrich will drive all the way in, come up a little bit short. Rebound by Nugent. Nugent will send it to Dobson. Dobson overshot the basket. He's going to be fouled by Zechman, and that will send number 30, Dobson, to the line. Dobson, a 6-foot senior forward, the only senior on this team for Lords Regional.
Kevin, I'm going to be honest. Colin Zechman never even touched him. He just went by him, and Colin looked at the official and thought the same thing.
Missed the first one too long. Seventh team foul, by the way, on the Braves. Second one on Zekman. Second one coming up for the left-handed shooter. And that one sits on the back of the rim and then drops in.
Kind of dies right there.
Yeah,
it just kind of rolls to the front.
57-25, near corner three from Nate Menier, and it goes. That was so quick, I almost missed it. Four for Nate, including the one from the charity stripe earlier. 60-25 as we reach the halfway point of the fourth period. That pass inside, tipped around, picked up now by Dietrich. Menier almost losing that one onto the stage. Now Ballman, far side, three, got it. 63-25, under four to go in the game.
It's a Christmas three fest. Unbelievable.
That's good. I like that one. Driving in, Nugent lost it. And coming in is Dietrich with a steal, lays it up and in. Much to the pleasure of the Shikellamy faithful that have made the trip across the way.
Well, Mason's been working real hard. He's had a couple of opportunities. Picks up his first varsity basket, I believe, Kevin.
That is indeed his first varsity basket.
And he is a freshman.
Driving in now is Nugent. Nugent overshot. And a big rebound by Dietrich. Dietrich will send it all the way over to Ballman on the far side. Ballman gets blocked on the way in by Feudale. And I think he might have picked up a little bit of the body, too. And it is going to be... Actually, that might have been on Kier. Yeah, it is. His first, sending Ballman to the line, who was a one of two free throw shooter, now two of three on the year after making his first opportunity, and now his second. Coming back in is Reiprich. He will check in for Novak. 3:17 remaining, 66-25. Again, we'll join Thursday Night Football coming up at the conclusion of this game. Second one is good as well. Ballman now.
14 points I have unofficially for him, Kevin. Ballman.
4 of 5 on the year. And almost getting the steal is coming in on Zekman was Feudale.
I make a correction. Carson Ballman has 15 points. Perfect from the line, Kevin.
That is a career high for Carson Ballman. Now with the basketball, Dobson on the inbounds as the ball went out of bounds off of Shikellamy. This time it goes out of bounds on a kick from Lords, and it will be Shikellamy basketball. And we are now in the mercy rule as the clock continues to run at 67-25. 2:30 remaining. Ballman with the basketball over to the right side. Menier for three. That one looked good, but it did not rim in. And that one tips out of bounds. And it goes off of Van Kirk. It'll be Lords basketball. Again, the clock continuing to wind. We'll be back with you on Saturday night at the Whitey McCluskey Center and the Deal School in Danville in the... Oh, that was a nice three shot there by Nugent. It'll be in the Kanaski Gymnasium. And there's a three on the near side by Dietrich that goes no good, but a backside rebound by Menier. Nugent chasing it down, but Dietrich picks it up. Menier, far corner three. That one hits the rim, bounces up, doesn't drop in. Nugent with the loose ball. We'll have that game for you after CBS News at 7. Actually, it'll be 7:06 on WKOK and WKOK.com from Danville. Nice turnaround, almost a skyhook by Kier. Makes that 67-27. Minute 15 to go, Shikellamy leading it. Top of the key, Ballman. Head fakes, drives in from just inside the free throw line. No good. Van Kirk's put back no good, but he got the steal. Now finds Ballman trailing in, lays it up and in. 69-27, under a minute remaining.
Well, Carson just came in like a bullet from down the left side, and you know, Lawrence just kind of left him go through there. Got a nice pass from Van Kirk. Gets point number 17.
Udale with the basketball. Starts in, overshot the basket. Underneath is Kier to pick it up. Loses it, though, and coming up with it is Dietrich. Dietrich will outlet to Zekman. Zekman leans his shoulder in, backs up a little bit, and kisses it off the square for two. under 30 to go in a 71-27 lead for Shikellamy. Feudale with the basketball. I'll tell you what, that third period really changed the momentum and the tempo of this game both. Shikellamy came out of that locker room fired up.
But they went into a full-court press, Kevin. I
mean, that's super, another good point. Fans here want Reiprich to shoot a three. Airy's going to do it. At the buzzer off the back iron, and it does not go. Fan favorite here at Lord's Regional almost got himself in the book with a big three. Shikellamy wins it 71-27. We'll have the quick wrap-up and get you to Thursday Night Football next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.